Well, folks, with the COVID-19 outbreak, we are hearing from people who have been impacted. I've talked to grocers, as you know, in interviews. We've talked to a number of businesses. We've talked to members of the congressional delegation. One of the things that is considered essential services are people who work for Easter Seals Midwest, groups like Easter Seals Midwest, that serve adults and children who have disabilities, including autism. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about the work they're doing is Jeannie Marshall. She is the Executive Vice President of Easter Seals Midwest. This is a program that's so important around our community. They serve about 5,000 families, and they serve the entire state. Jeannie, I appreciate your time so much. First of all, I want to start with something you told me off air. Let's knock this one out right away because it's so important. You and other organizations like the Easter Seals Midwest organizations are in need of PPE, personal protective equipment. What do you need?
We need everything that a hospital would need, essentially. So it's important to understand that for our work, we're providing services in hundreds of homes throughout the state of Missouri. We have individuals who live independently in their home, and we provide staff generally 24 hours a day to help them be as independent and supported as they can. So in those situations, we're no different than a nursing home or a nursing field where we have to protect our staff from possible exposure as well as protect the individuals that we're supporting in their homes. So when we're talking PPE, we're talking about the masks, whether they be disposable, the N95s or the homemade ones that so many organizations are helping to make these days. We are also in desperate need of gowns or disposable lab coats, gloves, alcohol wipes. I mean, we'll literally take anything that we could get at this point because we are really struggling to access these in the regular market.
So this is crucial. You really need this.
We do, because once you have an exposure, because we have multiple staff working in any given home, the exponential growth of people having contact, it doesn't slow down. So it is essential for us to get these materials and supplies to our workers.
In terms of the Easter Seals Midwest and what you're doing, you serve children and adults with disabilities. Obviously, autism is extremely important. Talk about what the work you're doing, the organization is doing in terms of the people with disabilities, adults and children, and especially right now with COVID-19, what you're still doing because it's still going on because you're considered essential.
Right. So we have over 1,000 staff who still show up for work every day to provide support, whether it be in an individual's home where they're living or to support them with their natural family. All over Missouri, we're providing these services. And we have pivoted. We've switched some things to telehealth model. We've been doing some super creative activities with music therapy and behavior therapy and social skills groups with children and adults online to try and help them keep that connection with us. But in addition to those types of services, I would say that those essential day-to-day ones where we're still supporting people 24 hours a day, that's happening all over the state as well.
One of the things that you are trying to do is work remotely when you can, and that's difficult because a lot of times you're in the homes, but you're trying to do that. And the other thing that's so important, Jeannie, to point out is the Easter Seals Midwest serves the entire state, and you're still hiring. Particular areas you're looking at include Columbia, Springfield, and St. Louis. What can you share with us?
Well, there are over 15,000 Missourians who work as direct support professionals in our field. And with that, we've been experiencing a workforce crisis for a couple of years now in this industry. Turnover is very high. In most cases, that can be over 50% for turnover. And the vacancy rates for positions in any organization are generally around 20 to 30%. So we have a constant need for people who are committed to mission type work like this, who want to kind of give of their heart, but they also need to make a livable wage. You know, we're trying to pay people in a way that they can make a career out of this. It's so fulfilling to be able to provide support to somebody and watch them grow and blossom in their own community because we create these opportunities for them to be as independent as they can. So any time that we can get new employees or staff who have that kind of mission-driven heart, it goes a long way to supporting people who really need it.
It's really from the heart, and it is difficult work. It's not easy, is it?
No, we're asking our staff to do things that people who work in hospitals, they have to pass medications, they have to be able to do CPR and first aid, they have to provide behavioral intervention. They're helping people cook and clean and learn life skills that they need to be, as independent as possible. And then we're also working on helping them be connected in their community. We want the folks that we serve to be as socially connected as you and I, that they have a network of friends and peers who they can do activities with and have dignity, you know, from having a job and be supported in the workplace. So it's a life that's no different than you or I. Sometimes they just need a little extra help to get there.
I'm going to give you the final word. Is there anything you would like to add? Feel free.
I just got to tell you that our staff are going above. Our staff go above and beyond. And we can't thank them enough for the work they're doing and the impact they're having.
It's personal for you. I can tell. It's extreme, and then you throw in any day it's challenging, but then you also talk about what's going on with the COVID-19. It's from the heart for me. I can tell that this is hard for you to talk about, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The value that we hold in our staff and the work that they do every day touches so many lives, and without them, we're nothing.
I understand. Anything you'd like to add, ma'am?
Thank you so much for your time.